Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
Here we go. And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses, folks. Hour number two, if you missed any part of hour number one, I got into dealing with Russian disinformation. That's how I started it. I played a clip that I had played, or that I recorded, I should say, back in March of this year. Folks, look. And then we're going to jump into something else. But if you believe that Vladimir Putin is in any way a good guy doing good things, you are deceived by Russian disinformation. Vladimir Putin is KGB. Vladimir Putin is communist. They are an authoritarian dictatorship. They are atheistic. They are killing Christians, and the Russian Orthodox Church, unfortunately, has gone over to the dark side, which is the reason why the Ukrainian and Orthodox Church sought out separation from the Greek Orthodox Church, and the Greek Orthodox Church is still preaching the truth of the Word of God. They're holding on to Orthodoxy. The Russian church is unfortunately acting like the churches in Holland did as the Jews were taken by in the trains, and the choir director would raise the voices of the choir so as to drown out the cries and the screams of the Jews that were on their way to be killed in places like Auschwitz. That's what happened. And right now, the church is drowning out the voices of those of us that are crying out and saying, America must repent. We'll talk more about it in our next hour with my good friend Ken Thornburg and our deliverance ministry. But we're going to talk about it right now with my good friend, Pastor David Lowry, I can't say what's about to happen for him, but some really good things are getting ready to happen for him. And I'm so excited for him about it, because he is just staying true to preaching the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ, and that the only hope that mankind has is in Jesus Christ, period. End of story. That's it. That's the only place there's hope. Pastor David Lowry, welcome to the program.
Good morning, Vietnam!
Good morning, Pastor Greg, and all
Chosen Generation Radio this morning. I want to thank God, give God the honor to God and Jesus Christ for making it possible to be here. And all y'all listen, God bless you. Now, Pastor Greg.
Yeah.
There's a couple of things that I want the American people to know. One thing for sure, I will be taking over Universal Baptist Church in September. I'll be the sitting pastor. And we're going to keep spreading the gospel, and we're going to run the church the way Jesus ran the church. That's the only way that we have to do it now, because of all the opposition and the evil that's going on. We have to stay in the Word. But I wanted the American people to know something a little bit. We did a show regarding the new guidelines of COVID. Have you seen that yet?
No, you go right ahead. I mean, no, I can tell you that the articles about it have been sent out. If you're signed up at chosengenerationradio.com, at our website, if you have signed up, then you have gotten this information delivered into your inbox. If you're not signed up, then you don't, you may not know what David is about to say. So go right ahead, brother.
Well, you know, for the last 3 years that all the implementation of the fact that everybody had to be quarantined, the social distancing, all of these things just 6 months ago, they were, the mask and, you know, the forced vaccinations, all of this. And so, the shot in the arm, the jab, yeah. All of these things that have happened to the American people in the last 3 years or so. And now all of a sudden, since the money has gone out of COVID, being a government entity that you have to document everything that you do when you take public money.
Yeah.
And so COVID had to end. So this is how they ended it. If you didn't know that it was over, I'm going to read some things to you that's going to make you think twice of what really happened. It says, this is from the CDC, the new guidance that was put out August 11, 2022. It said that the new COVID-19 guidance from the CDC focus on individual decisions. So 3 years ago, we were not allowed as citizens of this country to make any decisions regarding COVID or what was going on with COVID. So now that the money's gone, they have to document pulling this program, ending this program. So this is, they're saying now it's to you and your individual decision and your discretion to deal with COVID. And the first thing they said is that those exposed to the virus are no longer required to quarantine. So let's get this right. We never got a cure for COVID. The vaccination experimental drug never worked. And COVID was killing people so fast that the way that they created the fear that the whole country would be dead sooner or later. But like I said, after the money was gone, then they decided to close this out and bring up the new rules saying that this is what we have to live by now. The second one that says that unvaccinated people now have the same guidance as vaccinated people. Well, I'm sort of confused with that as well, Pastor Greg, because
wait a minute, what? The people that didn't take the jab have the same freedoms and liberties as the people who took the jab now all of a sudden?
Exactly.
No.
So the people that took the jab, if all of a sudden now that they're basically saying that you took the jab and really it didn't mean nothing because nobody is breathing different air. I'm unvaccinated, vaccinated. Nobody is breathing different air. So I'm saying this so the American people can really see how we have been played, how we've been tricked, and how they have used us to promote an experimental drug that not only did not work, but it's causing all sorts of problems in folks' DNA today, right now. People are dying in droves.
So Steve Kirsch comes on to the Tucker Carlson program and talks about the vax injuries and the vax deaths and gives statistics. Brian Kilmeade apparently goes on to Fox the next morning and says, you know, those statistics are unproven. This specifically, it was the story, the Wayne Allyn Root wedding story, where Wayne had half the people at his wedding were vaccinated, the other half weren't vaccinated, and deaths. And I know the death of one of the people who was at that wedding. It's so sad. At any rate, but the point is that Kirsch came on and was talking about the amounts of those injuries. And you and I talked about this, and then I'll throw this right back to you, but you and I talked about this. We talked about, remember, I don't know how many years ago, what was it? It's been probably about 10 years now that they've been talking about SIDS, right?
Yes.
Infant death syndrome. It's interesting. Now, it took them quite some time to come up with that acronym, and it's a tragedy. I'm not underplaying the tragedy of it. But folks, as a father who has two children, that I know are vax injured, okay? Know for a fact are vax injured. The science now indicates that the vaccines given at birth are playing a role in those SIDS deaths. And I got banned permanently for life from Twitter for a post that says that $3 billion have been paid out over the last two decades for vaccine injuries. And then I'll leave it with this, and that is SADS, sudden adult death syndrome, is now the thing. And ladies and gentlemen, I would suggest that there is going to continue to be a strong correlation built between sudden adult death syndrome and people who received the injection. David, to you.
And that's so true, because I just read this morning the life expectancy that was put out for 2020 has been lowered. So that means that people are not living as long anymore after they've been through this COVID thing.
What?
Yes, sir.
Wait a minute. You and I both, because I know you're doing all your insurance stuff. People may not know this about me, but I actually went through all of the insurance courses. I had a subrogation company. I was going to go. Principal was hiring me, and I was going to go to work for Principal as an agent. So I went through the whole insurance course thing and the actuaries and all of that kind of stuff. So I've got that background. Okay. I decided at that point, God was telling me, no, you're done with business. You're going to do ministry. And I said, okay, Lord, I'm going to do what you told me to do. And not to say that you can't do ministry and business. And David, I know you're doing your business, and you know that I fully support what you're doing and believe in that. Anyway, all of that to be said, it's amazing to me, because that number has been going up. Expected life expectancy has been increasing in that field for the last 50 years. Every year you gain a certain percentage. It went from, 72 to, roughly, I think 79, almost 80 years of age is the average life expectancy now, of a woman. And you're telling me the numbers now are going down?
The numbers are going down. And I would say this too, they're not reporting the true numbers to the American people regarding these breakthrough cases.
Mm-hmm.
So in all actuality, we probably had as many breakthrough deaths as the people who actually caught COVID. They're dying from that vaccination, which has poisoned their system. And I think that going on, we're going to see more deaths coming up. Dr. Fauci is leaving the Biden administration after these years.
Well,
he's trying to get out of
Get out of Dodge before all hell breaks loose. All right, we'll be back with more Chosen Generation coming up right after this. Pastor David Lowery Jr. is with me. I'm your host, Pastor Greg.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear, even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My very special guest, Pastor David Lowry Jr., is with me. And we're talking about these new CDC regulations. We're talking about the jab. We're talking about sudden adult death syndrome. We're talking about what they're trying to do. You started to get into talking about the doctor of death, Dr. Anthony Fauci. That's an opinion, and free speech still matters, and there are many out there that are, you know, I mean, look, Dr. Judy Mikovits has come on my program and specifically called him out, as has, one of Trump's, confidants, who was with him for the entire 4 years, his economist. I can't remember his name right now. Oh my gosh, this is terrible. At any rate, but yeah, they went after him. They were trying to sentence him to a prison term, a short prison term. It's ridiculous what they're doing there. That's another topic. All right. So talk to us about this Fauci thing and then we'll get into what you and I talked about in the break with the monkeypox and all that stuff.
Well, you know, and the reason why I was reading these guidelines out to the American people is because how is it now that all of a sudden there was no cure for COVID? You know, they had our kids all messed up in the school with the masks and the quarantine. But now all of a sudden, under the new CDC guidelines, that says that it can focus on your own individual decisions. And I don't understand why we didn't have these guidelines from the very beginning 3 years ago so we could focus on our own individual decisions. But the second one says that students can stay in class after being exposed to the virus. And so if the virus was killing people so much 6 months ago and they was forcing the jab in people's arm, how did it change so much that now that you can have COVID and you can be around people and catch it and it not kill you? So I'm reading this because the American people need to understand that we have been played, and the government now is saying, okay, it's okay for you to have COVID. We ain't worried about you social distancing. We're not worried about the jab no more. But just check this out. It said it no longer recommends to screen those without symptoms. And so if all of these things are in place right now to end COVID, and there's no worry about us getting it, there's no quarantine, there's no social distancing, the American people have to start asking themselves, why then did we even have an experimental jab that people were forced to take in their arm? Pastor Greg?
Well, you gotta ask that question. You gotta wonder what was going on here. And you know, we reported here on this program with Nan Sue from the Epoch Times, and you can go again to my webpage at chosengenerationradio.com, go into my blog, and I've got this posted as we warned you about the biological weapon that this was, okay, and how it was developed, and now we know that Fauci and the NIH were involved in it, gain of function, all the things that they were engaged in, and that's why I said, when I said what I said about Fauci, why Dr. Judy Mikovits in Plandemic and in Plague of Corruption identifies Fauci and suggests that he should be brought up on some form of charges for knowing what it was that they were doing. But they had furnaces going over there, Pastor David. 24/7 they were burning bodies. And one of the reasons why is the numbers of people that they exposed to this after they knew they had released it into the population intentionally. People were only allowed to fly out of Wuhan. No one was allowed to come in, and no one from Wuhan was allowed to fly anywhere else in China. They flew to Italy, and look what happened in Italy. Look at all the people who died in Italy. They flew people here, and the only reason we picked it up here was because someone who President Trump told, don't let them, it was a ship, remember, the ship off the coast that ended up having it and the contagion of it, and President Trump said, don't let that ship on the ground, and that individual disobeyed orders, nothing ever happened to them. And it came onto land, and then remember, it was also released in the old folks' home in the state of Washington, where you had mass death.
Well, you know, and that's what I'm trying to jog the American people memory, because I don't want them to forget all the bad things they did to us, to our seniors. You know, when they shut the nursing homes down and people could not go see their loved ones, they were actually experimenting, taking shots. Using our seniors as guinea pigs. And I took offense to it because my mother was in the nursing home at the time. And when she passed away, she didn't have COVID, but they wanted to put it on her death certificate. Oh. And she told me that people were coming in and they was, you know, giving her shots and they was running the thing up her nose and so forth. So the American people really need to be up in arms. And this jab that they gave to our seniors, I believe that this was a way of population control, but our seniors are tough. They're still standing strong. They're still living. And the sad thing of it is now all of a sudden you telling the American people it's okay to have COVID and you can be around people and it can't kill you. And so to the American people, they play at us like that. We really need to be at the polls during this midterm and send a message to the liberals and all the weak Republicans who played this game to push this new world order on us. They need to be thrown out of office. They need to be brought up on charges for crimes committed against humanity, and the American people need to stand strong and get us a leader that's going to run this country and take this country back from those who've tried to destroy it, Pastor.
And we'll be back right after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to give each and every one of you one last chance to get my original My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off and the biggest savings ever. What makes My Slippers different is my exclusive 4-layer design that you won't find in any other slippers. My Slippers' patented layers make them ultra-comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Not only that, they come with an indoor-outdoor sole, so you can wear them anytime, anywhere. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. And now you can get them for the best savings ever, only $49.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off. We have extremely low quantities, and once they're gone, they're gone. So order now.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My very special guest, Pastor David Lowery Jr., is with me. You know, I started to get into this a little bit at the end of last hour, but I think it's worthy of talking about. And Sunday I talked about the power of what Jesus Christ did for us at the cross, and that we are born dead. we are born in a nature of sin. John 3:17, nobody reads that. Everybody's on John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, whoever believes in him would not perish, but have everlasting life, which is wonderful. But nobody reads 17 through 21 that talks about that condemnation was already in the world. Jesus didn't come to condemn because why? Because condemnation was already in the world. And this is the condemnation, that man loves darkness more than he loves light, that his deeds are evil. And then I was just alluding to, David, before you came on, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, talking about, you know, how the son of perdition is going to be revealed, how the great falling away is going to be taking place. But then this verse, and for this cause God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie. Brother, this is what's going on, and this is, I know, what you want to talk about next relative to a lawsuit, and I'm honored to be a participant with you in this, because the church is perpetrating a lie, but let me preface it by saying that it's because seminaries are teaching kids coming out of seminary that the Bible is fables, it's suggestions, it's not real, it's just stories about stories, parables about parables, okay? And that Jesus Christ's death and resurrection isn't enough. We need to wait for him to come back the second time to do something to finish the part that he's already done.
Well, you know, Pastor, I want to say this to those who believe that the Bible is full of fables and good stories. Revelations 13:16-17 states that in the end days, that those who wanted to buy, sell, or trade, that would have to have a chip in them, in their hand. And so to the American people, that chip is already being used in certain places. But it was really forced out to us during COVID, because this was a test to see who would get vaccinated, who would take the chip. And if you say the Bible is full of fables, how could it predict a book that was written thousands of years ago that in this day that the vaccination referred to as a chip really would be here? And so Revelation tells us exactly where we're at. It pinpoints us to this very time. And so we need to understand that Christ is coming back soon, but the warriors have to still fight the battles, because we already know that the war is won. And so the battles that we're fighting right now between this good and evil have really spilt out into the world, and people can actually see it. And so the dark side want people to continue to think that there is no God, that Christ was just a fable. But we can see, because as men and women of Christ, we can see the shift and we can see the change. And so with this COVID thing, when they entered the schools with the homosexuality, they really took away a lot of parental rights. Like I said, a lot of pastors did not get on board with me over 4 years ago when we got involved with this thing. I had a young man to come to me. And his son was in the seventh grade. And this is how I got involved. And they was teaching his son in the health class how to use a condom to insert it the right way into another boy's anus.
Wow.
And so that's how I got involved with it.
Wow.
To make a long story short, last Friday I met with civil rights attorney David Shostakis.
David Shostakis. David is our constitutional attorney here on Children Generation Radio. He's on every Wednesday. He'll be on tomorrow, as a matter of fact. He joins us every Wednesday. He'll be on for a full hour in our first hour tomorrow morning.
And so we met on Friday. We had breakfast. We talked about the issues that was happening in the schools with this, not only the forced vaccination, but the homosexuality toward our children. And so he and I came to the conclusion that we are going to pursue this to the United States Supreme Court. We're going to start here in the state of Illinois. We're going to file a lawsuit against the state, against the schools for taking away parental rights and instituting this pornographic health education to our children. And we want to take it through this court system because they implemented these things into the school system without the citizens' knowledge. Mm-hmm. They did not have town hall meetings. They did not vet the people and get their ideas before they created this homosexual law in our schools for our children. And so that's what we're saying. You politicians need to come to the American people first before they make laws without us. And so this was not done in a proper manner, and we are going to file the lawsuits here coming up in the state. And once we challenge the state, then we'll have a case to take to the Supreme Court so we can address this. And we can stop it, and we can get it out of our schools, because it doesn't make sense to me, as well as parents listening today. If the nurse at the school have to call home and ask you if they can give your child Tylenol and get your permission to give your child a Tylenol aspirin, then why aren't they calling home to the parents and telling them there's a situation with their children who might need some guidance regarding their sexuality? And opposed to keeping it quiet and then helping your child become a homosexual or a pedophile or whatever that they want to do. And then once that they complete their mission.
Or be the victim, or be the victim of a pedophile. That's the more, you know, this was, and I shared this with you. And again, you can find this, folks. I shared this in our, I may have shared it in the first hour. But I shared this as a precursor to what we would talk about today, and you can find this article. It's from August 17th, Sexualization, Pornography, and the Grooming in the Schools. It's an article that was posted originally at American Thinker by Amy Contrada, and it speaks about the comprehensive sex education program that is national. And then what's called the Family Life and Sexual Health, or the FLASH program. And it addresses this particular issue. And I don't know if you had a chance to look at this yet, but let me just read you just a quick excerpt out of this, okay? And yes. Folks, this is, ladies and gentlemen, if I read what the words that I'm not going to read, because I can't read them over air, but if I read these words to your child on the sidewalk in front of the school, or even attempted to hand them this book, I would be arrested for distributing child pornography. Intercourse is the kind of sexual touch when the blank is in the blank. It is something called blank intercourse or lovemaking. But lovemaking can mean different things to different people. Hint, hint, like blank intercourse, which is what Pastor David described. Ejaculation is what you call it when semen, the fluid carrying sperm, comes out of the blank. If he blanks during intercourse, or even if he blanks onto her labia, without ever putting the blank inside, sperm can swim up into her uterus. That's being read to your 9-year-old daughter. And here's testimony from an 8th grade girl who experienced this. She experienced this in 6th grade. Here's what she says. In 6th grade, our school started the FLASH curriculum. I will never forget the day our male teacher taught us what intercourse was. That was mortifying. We had to sit and hear very personal things with boys constantly joking about it. It made me feel violated, like I was just an object. Since the sex ed curriculum started, those kinds of things go on all year long. Sexual comments are common. Boys will even grab girls' butts at school, including mine. When addressed, they simply move on to someone else.
And you know what, too, and that's that great. But I'm going to read some to the parents. You know, they got this book, and this is one of the reasons why I'm so adamant about it. You know, teaching our children about the ABCs should be learning about, they should be learning about the ABCs. But the sodomites have got a book comparable to the children learning about the ABC called the Gay BCs. So I'm going to read a couple of, it says the letter B is for bi. You can shout it out loud. I like more than one gender and that makes me proud. How is a 5 or 6 year old going to digest and comprehend what a bisexual is? It doesn't make sense and it should not be in the schools at that age. And the other one says L is for lesbian. It is for lesbian. It love and affection between two special girls who share a connection. Now, I'm telling you, it's going to be a problem. If I was at the school and I had a kindergarten and you was teaching them that and they came home and found out that that's what they were doing, and I'm sure a lot of parents don't know that they're doing this.
Amen.
You need to get to the schools. You need to check the curriculum. But this truly has to stop.
It has to get out. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with more on this coming up. And check out, this is what we believe.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village. With the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the waters. God bless you and keep us in your prayer. And this pastor is, Pastor Jackie has been doing the ministry here in this village. And really this village is a really in a big need of a church building. Keep us in prayer. God bless you. And this is this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my new product from MyPillow. Towels that actually work. Watch this absorbency test. Here's another towel that we randomly went out and bought. Here's one of my towels with a nice design. I don't know if you can see this, but you could line a swimming pool with this. This is crazy. Get rid of it. Towels that actually work.
The new MyPillow towels are exclusively made with 100% USA combed cotton with proprietary technology and with maximum absorbency. They dry you faster and are guaranteed to work.
I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at CGRWellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at CGRWellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ. Spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned, because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you're my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filters through biblical glasses. My very special guest, Pastor David Lowry Jr. And, Pastor David, it is so important because we were talking as we went into that break about, how important it is for parents to be involved in understanding what is happening to their children, and how, it used to be, and I was talking to somebody about this recently, it used to be that we would think about these kinds of things in terms of universities. You'd raise your kid up, they'd go to grammar school, they'd go to junior high, they'd go to high school, and for the most part, you kept kind of control, you put things in check, you raised them up to have the right concepts, the right ideals, the beliefs that we just shared in I Believe, and then they go to college, and now all of a sudden it's like, and they come back and you're like, well, I didn't teach you that. Man, now they're doing this stuff in kindergarten, and I know that's that is the biggest reason why you're filing this lawsuit. Talk to us about the lawsuit, and then talk to us about how parents can get involved and how folks can help support it, because this is going to cost money. You're talking about taking on Goliath here.
Well, the lawsuit is necessary so that we can get this homosexual law out of the schools. And I want to let folks know, I have nothing against homosexuals. I'm not homophobic. But parents should need to know what's going on with their children. And this has been done in the dark. And that's why this lawsuit is so important for us, is that we want parents to have an opportunity to take control back over the schools so we can get back to the basics. so I could, children can learn about the ABCs, not the gay BCs. They can learn more about science, math, English, and all the things that they need so we can equip them to get out into the world, folks.
Critical thinking, reading, writing, arithmetic, yeah. the real building blocks that are going to be so important for their success. How to enter into trade schools and get back to learning trades again and how to build things, because America needs to be building things. We need to be creating things. We need manufacturing plants again. We need to be developing the essential minerals necessary in order to be able to create the circuit boards and so forth. And we need geologists and so on to be able to accomplish those things.
So, but this society has graduated, a bunch of children can barely read or write. And so that's the biggest problem. That's why we see our kids doing things unethical. You see them playing the video games. They're shooting each other up. They're out here doing all sorts of things. And yeah, that's because that is a learned habit that are being taught into schools that they're now regressing from being smart, but just getting along to get through. And so, folks, the reason why we're filing this lawsuit is to get it back to you guys. We want to hand the parental rights back to the parents here in the United States, folks. And we know that it's going to cost us quite a pretty penny to do it. And we want to reach out to the American people today and ask for some donations to help us. Because once we get this thing in court, we want to be able to take it all the way through, to have it taken out, even all the way to the Supreme Court. That's great.
And so one of the ways you can do that is through the Cash App. And, Pastor David has set up a Cash App, under his name. It's $ Pastor David
22.
And you can make donations there. Again, $ Pastor David 22. Or if you're, if you're a listener, a regular listener, you're familiar with what we do and you want to assist with that, you can do our Cash App as well. cash.app/$ Pastor Greg CGR. We are going to be assisting, with regards to, this is a biblical issue. Marriage is the foundational biblical platform upon which everything begins. God started with Adam and Eve. Jesus Christ references Adam and Eve, and he references that God created man and woman to come together in order to procreate and in order to create the basis upon which a family is built. When you look at the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, there are offices that they fulfill. And I know some people get, oh, it's kind of weird when you say, but look, you've got the Father, you've got the Son, and you've got the Comforter, the Holy Ghost. And if you want to talk about characteristics, and this is why I believe that women tend to be more sensitive to the Holy Spirit than men do. And I think there's a very good reason why that is generally the case, because the Holy Spirit has more motherly, if you will, kinds of a character, if you will. Not to suggest that the Holy Spirit also doesn't have warrior and power and all of those things going on as well. But at any rate, just to suggest, there's a family there going on.
So right, and again, to the American people, we need your help so we can restore our parental rights back to the parents. And we cannot go another year. We cannot go another 4 or 5 months. We have to do this now. And that's why I'm asking folks, please help us. Donate some money to us, whether it's a dollar, penny, we don't care. It's all going to go toward us going to the court system and getting the rights returned back to the parents so that we can raise our children the right way and create the spirit in them that God allowed us to create when they were born.
Amen.
They got the God spirit in them. So we have to situate that and get that out so that they can grow up to be adults who will worship God and rebuild the American dream and rebuild our families. Again, that's $ Pastor David 22. give anything, any donation will be going toward the lawyers so we can get this lawsuit filed and we can turn parental rights back to the American people. We can get all this homosexuality out of our schools across the country. And so we need you. We're standing up for the American people. We're asking the American people to stand up with us and help us support each other so we can get this country turned around and we can make it great again.
Amen. Pastor David, thank you so very much. Pastor David will be back with us next week. He's got a great program, by the way, coming up on Wednesdays. Real quick, got about 2 seconds. Hit us with where they can find it.
Wednesday, Facebook Live. You can go to David L. Lowry Jr. Facebook page. Please send me a friend request. We will definitely friend you. The show will start 6 p.m. Central Time. Please tune in. We got a great show. We're going to have relationship questions and all of that. It's going to be a great show. Again, that's Facebook Live. David L. Lowry Jr. I'll see you guys next week, and God bless you.
God bless you, folks. I'll be back. Hour number two. Ken Thornburg is coming up. We're going to talk true spiritual warfare right after this.
I got contacted by attorney Tom Renz over the weekend, who represents some whistleblowers within the Department of Defense. So these are whistleblowers that have been extracting data out of the Defense Department database. They have noticed a very alarming increase in instances of certain conditions compared to a five-year average. They also have evidence that with myocarditis, the data has been doctored already.
I'm the one dealing with the medical boards. I'm the one watching the witch hunts. I'm the one fighting them off, and I'm the one telling them where to go. I'm going to keep doing that. 9/28/2021, Project Salus weekly report. Project Salus is a Defense Department initiative where they report and they take all this data that doesn't exist, supposedly, and they give it to the CDC. They're watching these vaccines. On that date and around that date, I have numerous instances where Fauci and that entire crew were saying, it's a crisis of unvaxxed. It's 99% unvaxxed in the hospital. In Project Salus, in the weekly report, the DOD document says specifically 71% of new cases are in the fully vaxxed and 60% of hospitalizations are in the fully vaxxed. This is corruption at the highest level. We need investigations. The Secretary of Defense needs investigated. The CDC needs to be investigated.
You combine that with the fact that there's at least suspicions that the Defense Department is doctoring with the data.
I would contend, Senator, that there's not just a suspicion. In August, when the report was run on acute myocarditis in the DOD website, there were 1,239 cases, and now when you run it, it's down to 307. In January of 2022, there were 176 cases, and magically, they are now down to 17. There is a word for that. It's not suspicious. We have in the military the single best data set that exists because we have baselines in there. And acute disease across all categories in the preceding years, 5 years leading up to the vaccination year, was 1.7 million. They introduced and mandated a COVID-19 vaccine for our U.S. military when they had only lost 12 service members total to the disease. And in the 10 months of 2021 after that, it jumped from 1.7 million all diseases to darn near 22 million. That was a 20 million increase. We need to not be calling this suspicious. With all due respect, we need to be asking hard questions of the DOD. And I will close by saying they are charged, at least in part, with protecting the sanctity and welfare of the brave men and women who are defending this country. And right now, these numbers indicate something is drastically wrong. And I know of only one reason: that databases roll math backward.
So who are you? Identify yourself.
So sorry. My name is Lee Dundas. I'm a human rights attorney that's working with Tom Renz on the whistleblower issue in the military. I would ask that Congress listen to these whistleblowers, put their testimony on record. These are brave men and women of very high rank in the U.S. military, because not just do we, Congress, in this building need to hear about it, the world needs to hear about what is going on.
Well, I will listen to them. We will take their transcribed interviews. We will gather their data. And again, I put the Defense Department on notice. They must preserve these records so we can investigate.
Thank you.
I have to show you. This is what we get when I investigate. I mean, this isn't to do with this, but this is after a couple of years trying to get information out of another agency, and we finally get the information, and it's all redacted. This is how the you know, the federal government, the agencies comply with congressional oversight.
We're glad to share with you, Senator, because we have quite a bit of those that aren't blanked out. And we also want to tell you, listen, the side effects, the only one that they're recognizing, that's an outright lie. I've got the Pfizer documents. Pfizer said in their FOIA documents that they released, they said, we're looking for these side effects. The FDA said, we're looking for these documents. We've got their documents showing what they're looking for. They're not sharing it with the American people because they're covering this up. Corruption was the word of the day, and I think it needs to be reiterated.